It is The Record. It's 12:42 Wednesday afternoon. I'm Bill Radke. You know Portlandia, the TV show that satirizes the hipster ways of our neighbors down in Portland. Now meet Techlandia, a one-woman show by Seattle actor Bridget Quigg. She's worked in Seattle area startups for 16 years and as a storyteller and a stand-up comedian on the side, and she told me how those two things came crashing together when the name Techlandia popped into her head.
The idea came to me in a way where I was sort of feeling like I almost had to do it. So, I mean, I don't know that I came up with a, I want to do this. But once I knew the idea had legs, I also realized once I started talking to people about it that they were hungry for something to address what is so obviously going on. It has this kind of elephant in the room vibe to it, right? I mean, Seattle has transformed. It used to be sleepy. It used to be mossy. It used to be quiet-ish and cheap. And now it's shiny and bright and big. And I think for people who are not in tech, they're wondering what is going on behind the walls. And I said at my show the other night, and it was quoted, but it feels like all these young people run into this mysterious place and come out with a bunch of cash. You know, it's like, what are they doing there? Why are they getting paid so much? Why are their job titles so confusing? Like, and so the show in many ways is sort of a day in the life. It's like kind of explaining, but through fun and humor, the inside of a tech office.
One of the songs in Techlandia is called If I Worked in Tech, written from the perspective of an outsider.
Yes. If I worked in tech, I'd buy a house on Queen Anne or at least afford an apartment. And if I worked in tech, I'd eat at sushi restaurants with interesting modern light fixtures. And if I worked in tech, I'd ride Uber everywhere and own multiple Patagonia jackets. If I worked in tech, I'd hire a maid to clean my apartment so I could spend more time playing video games. Zany, 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 and really well paid, that's all I see. Oh, 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 zany, 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 and really well paid, and the booze is free. All I want to do is walk down Terry Avenue to my job in a shiny new building. I want a local to spit on me and call me a tech snob who's ruining their city. I want to crush Seattle with all of my cash. Tell me about your CAC ratio. I can calculate that. I can calculate that.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Zany and really well paid.
That's right. That's
all right.
People are.
You did say that that locals want to spit on you for ruining their city.
Yeah.
So what's going on there?
Well, I do think there's angst, you know, and I think I mentioned the kids in the Patagonia jackets jumping on the Ubers and going to their houses that are cleaned by maids. And these guys are like 22, 23, 24, 25. These are not, this is a very odd era in human history where you have kids coming out of college making 80K and up, well beyond that. And so I do think it's mystifying, and I do think it's frustrating for maybe a teacher or a nurse who will never get to their pay rate even when they're 65 and going on and on. They just, they'll ceiling out. Tech has this weird, super moneyed energy.
So how do you bring all this to the stage? What am I going to see in the show?
Very good question. I did quite a bit of video work, so I have some really kooky news reels about this crime happening where recruiters are luring engineers into unmarked vans and offering them whiskey and a gaming console and every flavor of Dorito, getting them drunk, and then forcing them to sign employment papers before they will open the van doors and set them free.
Uh-huh.
So the idea being that tech war, talent war, is so intense that it's almost like they're going to criminal means, right, of luring people in. And then I do quite a bit of storytelling from my days as a young marketer and getting used to working around engineers. You know, it's like, don't bother the engineers. Don't talk to the engineers. You know, they're making the product. And how engineers have changed. You know, it's now this sort of hip job that you know you're going to be paid well. You know you're going to be socially accepted because it's this sort of elite thing now to be a software engineer. You're going to make money. You're going to have a good life. Whereas back in 2004, when I started, those were people, as I put it in my show, who became engineers against all social odds. You know, this was the true Dungeons and Dragons, I'm going to be at the midnight showing of Star Wars crowd that just loved computers.
Yeah, not because it was cool.
Exactly.
Or zany and well paid.
Yes, also.
Yeah, you've lived some of this.
Yes, all of it. Well, I was in startups only for 11 years, and I still freelance for a bunch of different startups, so that's the world I'm in still.
How do you feel about being in the world that you lampoon?
Well, it's interesting. People have brought that up, you know, and it was called a roast in GeekWire, and I can see that, but another reviewer said it, and I appreciated the recognition. It is a lampoon. It's also an affectionate tease. You know, I don't pick on anyone in particular, and I am very grateful. You know, I did stay there for 11 years. Why? Because it's fun. Being at a startup is wonderful. There's all this energy. You're like a family. Everyone has so much to do. Everyone is important. Everyone is valued. You're not a cog in the wheel. Startups are awesome. And you work your tail off. You know, it's part of that's the trade-off.
Now, Bridget.
Yes.
Bridget Quigg of the one-woman show Techlandia. Some people love to do the work in these tech companies. Some people love the creativity all around them. Some people love the money that's coming in. Some people hate this whole thing, don't find it funny, and just think greed.
Sure.
So where do you stand?
Oh, geez, Bill, you had to do it. Why did I walk in here? Where do I stand? Okay, fine. So number one thing that I would say, I do see imbalanced lifestyle to the point where it hurts my heart. We've got a situation right now where because these companies have a hot product and that's just capitalism, they get to pay people a lot. And then a lot of really hardworking people in this city are slipping out of it because they can't afford it. And these are interesting, good, smart, kind people with kids who want to have a good life. And they're competing against people who make $250,000 a year to buy a house or have an apartment. I mean, it's rough, and it saddens me because I love Seattle. I've been here for 16 years, and I grew up in Olympia and Aberdeen. You know, I'm Northwest. I ate at Frederick and Nelson's for lunch when I was a kid, so I've seen it change. And I don't know there's anything you can do about it, though. You know, maybe it's just a new Seattle, and that's every city. Every city evolves.
There's real sadness there for you.
There is, yeah.
Which makes for great comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot to talk about here, a lot of material.
What do you want your audience to be thinking about as they're walking away?
I just want them to laugh. I guess it's only, I really don't have, I'm not that much of an activist, honestly. I'm talking about what's going on, but it's not the purpose of the show as much as to take a topic I know and well in a place that I actually love and enjoy and poke fun at it because I know it. You know, I'm not really, I hate to say that too, because I'm sure you wish there were a deep message. Actually, I will say this. There is one thing. There's a character called Shwanda, and she asks everyone to remain human despite all the technology, to connect with each other, to talk with each other, to hug each other, to love each other, because we sit behind our phones and our computers, and we don't touch and hug and love as much as we used to.
That's Seattle actor Bridget Quigg, a 16-year veteran of local startups, and she has a one-woman show called Techlandia, playing at Theater Schmieder in Seattle this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then she hopes to take the show to the Bay Area, naturally. We're tweeting out a video of Bridget playing the entire song, If I Worked in Tech. Sending that out right now at KUOW.